Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy, happy Friday, my friends. You are listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah. Or just rub sticks together, make fire. Let's see. Graham crackers, chocolate, marshmallows. Yeah, baby. It's a s'more party.
Woo.
Schmores.
I'd like some schmores.
I'd like to have some schmores. Please, give me some more.
Oh, it is Friday, isn't it?
It is indeed.
This week has gone by fast, though, for me.
Yeah, this week has flown by. I'm not sure exactly why, but okay, we'll take it. The weekend is here. It has been some frigid days. So you'd think, really, the week would kind of seem a little longer because maybe some of our same activities were a little more hunkered down than we'd been, but I don't know. It seemed to go fast. But, yeah, it's cold once again. It's freezing, okay? And when I say that, today is not an exaggeration. It literally is. We're at freezing or below in some areas of north central Florida right now. So, yeah, do what you got to do. A little water, maybe run, something like that. Because we could be in these temperatures, but depending on where you're at, for the next 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Bundle up.
All right.
Layers.
Who did it? What happened? Will we ever really know? Was it the grassy knoll? Trump has signed an executive order declassifying JFK, RFK, and MLK assassination records. There's so much material there that it's going to take some time for it all to kind of get out. It's literally, I guess, a lot of the stuff's in boxes. And it's probably been in boxes for decades. And so what will be revealed? And why didn't he do it last time he was in? And Greg and I talked about this a little bit off the air. And Greg said, well, you know, somebody came to him and said, you know, probably not. There's some people alive that still are going to be maybe quite uncomfortable with this.
Their families could be affected.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it's easy to then go, well, that's their problem. They were involved. But we don't know at what level or what that really means. So. But he said that he would this time, and he did.
You know, let's just say JFK or RFK, let's just say they're your grandfather, and you're an adult now. Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to know for sure what happened? Is there more to these, you know, conspiracies or whatever? What really happened? I want to know is the truth, if that's possible.
Yeah.
Well, it is interesting. JFK's grandson, Jack Schlossberg, he's not happy about this Trump move, and he thinks it's very much a political thing. He's a political prop. Not for Trump. He promised he'd do it a long time ago. He changed his mind, and now he is following through and doing it. I don't see it as a political prop, and I'm not sure why he sees it that way. He took to social media to brush aside the bombshell announcement that Trump made about these secrets tied to JFK's assassination and who would be his great uncle also, Bobby Kennedy, and the Martin Luther King murder.
I got a theory on it. And you kind of touched on the fact that you mentioned RFK Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the Kennedys are not happy with him. They still don't like Trump. if you put that in the context of his opinion, oh, it's just a prop. If it were a Democrat, if it had been Obama, would it have been different than it's Trump? He's a Republican. Just a thought.
Now, this is what Schlossberg, you know, put out there on X. He said, JFK conspiracy theories, the truth is a lot sadder than the myth, a tragedy that didn't need to happen. He says, not part of an inevitable grand scheme. Declassification is using JFK as a political prop when he's not here to punch back. But JFK's not here to punch back, but he was the victim of it.
Yeah,
so
Trump's not attacking him.
Right.
He's saying America wants to know the truth.
If anything, he's defending him, trying to find out who really murdered him.
Yes.
And, yeah, this...
I think it's political on his part. That's what I think.
Yeah, he's allowed to have his sensibilities. He's family. He's related. Okay.
Absolutely.
But JFK and RFK were dead for decades before he was even born. So it's not like, you know, I was robbed of that.
Exactly.
No, right? I mean, I lost three out of four of my grandparents had passed away before I was born. So I don't know what kind of sensitivities I would have necessarily attached to them. And, you know, they weren't famous.
Right.
Trump signed the executive order. It'll require the disclosure of the files after conspiracy theories have run rampant over actually all three of these infamous murders, especially President Kennedy's, because, I mean, that's on film. That's in, you know, kind of stuck in our memory bank. Mm-hmm. And, you know, November 63 in Dallas by alleged gunman Lee Harvey Oswald, who in turn was fatally shot 2 days later by nightclub owner Jack Ruby.
Uh-huh.
That is one that, you know, maybe in the early 1960s, they passed that off as, that's crazy what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
They would never, ever allow somebody to get that close. Practically ran into him and shot him in the belly.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Ruby. So that's what leads to these broader and wider conspiracies because, well, they very well could be part of larger conspiracies. Oh, just out on his own. He's just like, yeah, you killed my president, so now I'm going to kill you. No.
You look at all the connections that all of them had to agencies, to crime. I mean, yeah, there's more to it.
Yeah, probably, Lee Harvey Oswald was some part of it, but mostly, the dupe. He's going to take the...
Yeah.
But they didn't want him to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't think he was the only one. No, I believe, having watched a lot of the film of the witnesses that were there, that saw smoke, that saw somebody running away, because there's the parking lot behind the grassy knoll. I believe that those people, they believe what they think they saw or what they saw, and I think there was more than one person involved.
If, say, let's go down one conspiracy theory path, the CIA is somehow pretty directly involved, if they are.
Uh-huh.
And these things are released, and it shows a, you know, pretty clear pathway there, and the fact that they decided it was better for the country to cover it up, whatever.
Right.
How will that be taken by the folks today when we know, or at least half of us know, half of the nation knows, that the CIA and the FBI are way too political? They should be completely apolitical. I know it's not possible, but... And because right now, look, you had Trump say, you guys that wrote this letter, 51 of you signed off, that the laptop was disinformation.
Uh-huh.
He took away their ability to look at classified materials. But what if something like that, if it came out and said, yeah, it was a CIA?
Hmm.
How would Americans, you know, feel about that? And is there still some culture within the spook organizations like that? 6:16 right now, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Happy Friday. So much more coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning. Layer up, stay warm, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We were talking about the release and declassifying of information related to RFK, JFK, and MLK. President Trump signed that order. It will take some time, but will it open up some wounds? I mean, we're talking 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
So could there be some people still alive that could be tied to it in any way, shape, or form? Possibly, but mostly unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see, right? Why would you be against that? And in fact, Trump wants to have a little more transparency and not overclassify documents.
Right.
So they'll be working on that as well. Also, I mean, this is an administration that really, I mean, you can't overemphasize the work ethic, the fact that they really are in there to get things done, and they are.
Mm-hmm.
In a 33-hour period under the Trump administration, ICE has arrested more than 460 illegal immigrants, including those with violent criminal histories.
Nice.
Agents arrested nationals from a slew of countries: Afghanistan, Angola, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Dominican Republic.
Those aren't poor Mexican families looking for a better way of life, Bob.
Well, these might be.
Oh.
Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, Senegal, and Venezuela.
Ooh, Venezuela.
Yeah, arrests took place across the U.S., including Illinois, Utah, California, Minnesota, New York, Florida, and Maryland.
Wow.
ICE issued more than 420 detainers. That is requests to be notified when a national is released from custody. The way the system was originally set up to do, but the sanctuary cities are still, in some of them, working against the process. And that's where ICE is having to go right in directly and make arrests, because they're not getting, in many cases, the local municipality or jurisdiction to help. In fact, they're obstructing.
Yeah.
One arrest was Jesus. Jesus was arrested.
Oh, I think that'd be Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. That's good, right?
Yeah.
One arrest, Jesus Perez, Mexican national, arrested Salt Lake City. Charges of aggravated sexual abuse of a child.
Wow.
Yeah. Lefties, you really want a person like that free and roaming the U.S.? Really?
Well, the fact that you even have to say that, we know that there are. They would rather protect them than the kids. And that's sadly a fact.
What's wrong with these Jesus guys? Here's another one.
I'm telling you, popular.
Another Mexican national, Jesus Balazar Mendoza, was arrested in St. Paul and convicted of second-degree assault of a child.
How ironic Jesus was in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I never thought of it that way. Way to tie those together, Greg.
Well, I'm here for you.
Colombian national Andreas Orjea Parra was arrested in San Francisco and was convicted of sexual penetration of a foreign object on an unaware victim. Another arrest is Jamaican national Camaro Denver Hay, accused of promoting a sexual performance by a child less than 17 years of age and possessing a video of similar type activity. These people are hardcore bad people.
Yes.
These are not you know, a good man and his wife and a kid. They're trying to make a better life. No, it's not. So that argument is, well, it never was really valid, but it certainly is absolutely not valid now. Every person who has a violent record that they can get out of this country makes life safer for all Americans.
Absolutely.
And I mean, especially if you've got like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I use the example like, you know, wife, daughter, mother, whatever. You can try to, I try to personalize it. But, you know, a guy who's had, you know, five DUIs that's from another country and clearly, you know, he's not obeying any laws and runs into a family and kills them all. It's like, yeah, you don't have to be, clearly you don't have to be female to become a victim
right.
of the crimes and these criminal and the criminal activity and the violence. It's so anyway, it is awesome what they're doing and how hard they're working. Another story, border czar Tom Homan, Thursday on the Will Cain show on Fox, said deportation operations have begun in sanctuary cities. Now, Cain said, on the other hand, Tom, in order to enforce this bill or any other ICE Border Patrol measures, you're going to have to deal with sanctuary cities, cities like Chicago. What are you going to do with sanctuary cities? He said, well, President Trump's going to take action on them like he did in the last administration. We've got to remove federal funding from them. Why are we giving them SCAT funding and other law enforcement funding when they're not performing law enforcement duties with ICE? It's about public safety. And Lincoln Riley's killer, he was arrested in New York City on child endangerment charge. If New York City was not a sanctuary city, ICE would have took him into custody. He would have been gone, and he wouldn't have been here to commit the alleged heinous crime against Lincoln Riley, her murder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's just jogging.
Yeah.
College campus in Georgia. Just absolutely disgusting. So they're going to have to take a very direct approach until and when and if sanctuary cities decide they're going to cooperate fully. That would be the best way to do it. But there, you know, there's no talking to some of these people.
No.
You know, the mayors in many of these cities, they can reverse. They can say, look, we're not going to provide the protections of a sanctuary city because too many of the people who have crossed the border are dangerous. Frankly,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, and I've got another related story that has to do with the Venezuelan gang. And
they're scary.
Yeah, they've proliferated. They're in, I think, over a dozen states now. Including Florida. And these are very dangerous folks.
Coming to a neighborhood near you.
I hope not, but yeah, very possible. But Trump is on it. Tom Homan is on it. Good things are happening. Leaders that put Americans first. That feels pretty good, doesn't it? It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Much, much more to talk about. Happy Friday, my friends. 97.3 The Sky. Don't ever call Trump boring. Yeah, because he's not.
Has anybody ever called him boring?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
And he is a man of action. And go, Trump, go. But there is an issue that we're going to talk about that may create some friction here. And not necessarily via party lines. It is 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, including the Odyssey. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. And you'll never miss a minute of the show. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I almost missed part of the show just now.
Wow.
My mind went blank.
I think the word is app that you were looking for.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to say it out loud because I'm starting to get hungry.
Oh.
And I grew up thinking was short for appetizer. And now you want an app to go with that? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
How many you got?
What do you got? You got cheese poppers? Oh, by the way, quick one, rabbit hole.
Yeah, go ahead.
Love me some jalapeno. cheese poppers.
Yes.
With this caveat.
Uh-oh.
Don't do the cream cheese thing.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's cheddar because cheddar is better. That's just my own opinion.
Okay.
Now, some places, they'll give you a choice.
Right.
That's the most awesome thing.
I thought about it, I guess, really.
But
I
when
like,
they only
like
offer
both.
One, yeah. In my experience, I would have to say 70% cream cheese versus the cheddar.
Is what you find? You mean typically? Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
And it's not right, is what I'm saying. That's my point.
Well, I think for some, maybe the cream cheese is a little more of a cooling counter to the jalapeno.
If you need the cooling effect, don't order jalapeno.
Good point, I guess.
They don't order jalapeno.
But stop thinking. People order hot wings and what? They dip them in?
Yeah. You know? Teach his own. I'm just saying.
I don't do that, but personally.
I'm just saying. Jalapeno poppers. Oh. Cheddar.
Okay.
Thank you. I have my little. I have my things.
We all do.
We do.
Yeah.
Trump's got his thing. This latest thing.
Uh-oh.
Birthright citizenship.
Ah, okay.
You come here by hook or crook, don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You squat and a baby pops out, that baby's American. And that's the way it's been for a long time. Trump says, no, we're not going to do that. Does he have the right to do that? It's a constitutional issue, so it gets very touchy. Because I sure as heck didn't want Biden in there trying to tweak the Constitution. I mean, what some of the things he did, especially with immigration, blatantly illegal. I just, Trump breathes that he's going to, restrict birthright citizenship, and you've got 22 state attorneys general going crazy and filing lawsuits, just like that.
And you knew it.
But Biden, I mean, really twisting immigration law like a pretzel.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, well, you know what? That's the way you interpret it, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
No. Wasn't there any constitutional backing to have secure borders? You know, to protect us against all enemies, foreign and domestic? A foreign enemy becomes a domestic enemy when you don't have secure borders. Come on, man. All right. A federal judge on Thursday put a temporary block on U.S. President Donald Trump's attempt to restrict birthright citizenship. The ruling imposes a 14-day halt on the enforcement of one of the most controversial executive orders Trump signed in the hours after he was sworn into office for a second term. This is blatantly unconstitutional law for order, U.S. District Judge John Coffinor reported. I believe he was a Reagan. Yes, he was a Reagan appointee. Okay, so he's probably he's not some weak-kneed liberal, I don't think.
Right.
But he said birthright citizenship is fundamental to America's national identity, with the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution decreeing that anyone born on U.S. soil is a citizen. All right. And here's, just to give you a little background, the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868. So this wasn't since the birth of our country.
Right.
Okay. This actually was dealing with the fallout of the Civil War and slavery, basically. And so that's when this 14th Amendment was installed, because they were trying to, bring Americans together.
So were they making the children of slaves from some other place American citizens?
Yeah. Other
Was
than,
that the goal?
Well, yes.
Or
to make sure that, they're not without a country. Now you're born here, you have a country.
Right.
And was it to be extended beyond that? We don't know, but once they put it in the Constitution, they had to believe that it was, this was the way they wanted it to be. Now, amendments can be ratified and later taken out. Prohibition was a constitutional amendment, and then they reversed it.
Right.
They had to do a constitutional amendment to give women the right to vote, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So they cite the folks who say, you can't mess with this, Trump, an 1898 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the case of a San Francisco-born Chinese-American man called Wong Kim Ark. Wong was denied entry back into the United States after visiting relatives in China. And he wasn't let back in on the grounds that they claimed at the time and the place that he was not a citizen. Well, the court affirmed that children born in the United States, including those born to immigrants, could not be denied citizenship. And if you look up the 14th Amendment, right in the very beginning of Section 1, it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside, and no state shall make or enforce any law that would abridge that. In other words, you know, if you're an American citizen, you know, Florida can't say, well, not in our book, pal.
Right.
Okay. You can't do that.
Hmm.
Sometimes Trump will act to bring attention to an issue. Does he have the legal authority to do this via an executive order? Well, I guess that's precisely what the courts would have to decide, maybe eventually going to the Supreme Court.
But if it makes the average American start thinking about, wait a minute, things do change, and maybe that is something that we need to look at. Now, we don't want to be rewriting our whole Constitution, but maybe it's something to look at.
That's exactly right, and that's what this is going to create. It's going to create a dialogue, and through that, you know, hopefully we'll come up with the best solution. Do you know why he did this? Do you know why?
Right.
Because he's being held to his own promise of putting Americans first.
What a concept.
It's all part of it. Yeah, it's all part of it.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to look at that issue further to see what the pros and cons are of it. The concept of it, of doing away with that is automatic, I feel like is a good one. But I also feel like the Constitution shouldn't be messed with via executive order.
Right.
6:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Friday's here. Happy weekend. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. If you want to weigh in on anything at any time, basically, the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines are open at 877-975-9825. We try to stay within the specific topics that we're talking about at the time, most of the time, but not always. So, and Greg will let you know what we're up to. But if you want to weigh in, for instance, we've been, you know, the last segment we talked about the restricting birthright citizenship, as President Trump has presented in executive order. And that's going to bring about, well, a lot of opinions. It's going to bring about some controversy. Okay, first of all, a lot of people believe that, look, it's already contained within the 14th Amendment. It is covered by the 14th Amendment. And then I gave you a little background on that, a court case, and where Chinese-American, he was a Chinese citizen, went to China to visit. When he came back to San Francisco, they wouldn't let him in. They said, you're not a citizen. And so it went all the way to court. The court affirmed that children born in the U.S., including those born to immigrants, could not be denied citizenship. So this, you can go into the weeds very quickly on this. I'm just going to present you with a few things to kind of think about. Well, number one, I have to say this. I can't stand it when somebody all of a sudden becomes this great protector of the Constitution, but they've been on the side of, oh, the Second Amendment doesn't really mean all that. Come on, man. You know, they were talking about everybody could have a musket. I can't stand it when all of a sudden people become protectors of the Constitution, but they weren't outraged that our First Amendment rights and free speech were being very violated. To social media and through the Biden administration. They didn't seem to care. Now, all of a sudden, they're these great protectors of the Constitution. Bah humbug. So let me give you a little bit of background here real quick. In that court case, they said, look, you're born in the U.S. And even if you're born to immigrants, you cannot be denied citizenship. But immigrant is not the same legalese as illegal alien.
Exactly.
Yes. So immigrant, come here legally, maybe you're on a work visa, work permit.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, well, you just happen to have a baby while you're here. Okay. What if you're on a travel visa? You're actually in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
legal for that period of time. If you exceed that, you're not legal.
But what if I broke in?
Well, to me, that's the difference.
I agree.
If you came illegally, then you can't all of a sudden jump back into, hey, I want all these legal protections. It's like, no, you kind of signed off on what you thought was a legality or when you crossed the border.
I'm with you. An immigrant,
without permission,
we take as a legal action. You are immigrating to a new country to establish a new life. Not I snuck in and whatever. No.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of temporary visas, work visas, travel visas, at which you are here legally.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Gunther, what do you think?
Well, you kind of stole my limelight with the whole hypocrisy of what the left does, kind of like when they wanted to ban Baby It's Cold Outside, and the number one song was inappropriate for me to say even the title of on your show. But how about you guys want to play this game? It's very easy. No women that are pregnant are allowed in our country. How about that?
When that's easy, what are you going to do? Give everybody a blood test on their way in? Which, by the way, might not be a bad idea, because one of the main ways that any country, not just the U.S., could be inundated with disease is via immigration. So maybe that could be a prerequisite, is you have a full blood test. If you're pregnant or you're carrying any kind of communicable disease or other things, we reserve the right to say no. See, that's where Trump is going to hit the reset button. Because for years with Democrats, they try to play the guilty card. Like, you don't think everybody, you know, has a God-given, right to have the best life or whatever? Don't you try to do the best for your family? They try to pull on those strings. Yeah. Like, yeah, I can't help it that I hit the lottery and I was born here. And that other people weren't.
Right.
But you can't infringe on all the people that are here just to make some of the lefty crybabies happy.
And everybody can't come here. Sorry.
Right. And that's the thing. So where do we draw the line? Do we just leave it as it is in terms of the birthright citizenship?
Right.
Or does the issue get picked up? Do you make a change to the Constitution? This will probably go to the Supreme Court, I would think. Because it really is a constitutional question. And then SCOTUS, that's what they do. They wear the black robes and they think on things and they say, okay, what was the intention of the founding fathers? Mm-hmm. Words really matter. What was going on? In what context did this become a law? It wasn't by the founding fathers.
Right.
They weren't born here, at least some of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people weren't born here early on. A lot of them bled and died, though, to fight against the very country that they probably were citizens of.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, it is a complicated issue. But again, I have to reiterate, if you haven't been a defender of the Constitution, you know,
don't jump
like
on
the
board
First
now.
And Second Amendment, then don't all of a sudden, wag your finger and go, oh, no, you don't. That's a Constitution. And by the way, I'm a constitutionalist, but that doesn't mean you can't make amendments. That's the whole Bill of Rights. And they do flux and they do change and they come and they go. Roe v. Wade, that was constitutional, law of the land. Then that was taken back and they said it's not even a constitutional question. It's an issue for states, which, once again, is constitutional.
Because they messed up by putting it in there.
Here's your list. You don't see it in here. Let the states decide.
Exactly.
So, you're going to get people on both sides of it. And honestly, my thing would be, if you're here on any sort of legal status at all, I'm okay with that. The kid's born, it's a citizen.
Right.
If you're here illegally...
Mm-hmm.
Then, no, you shouldn't. Your child shouldn't be. It shouldn't be an automatic grant.
Right.
Now, I can say that. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Is it constitutional? Is that, what do you have to do to get to that point?
What's, quote, legal?
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what? I'll live with what the Supreme Court says on this one.
Yeah, but with this previous administration, I'm in the app, so I'm legal, because I just haven't had my little meeting yet.
Well, and that's where it'll get even more contentious.
Uh-huh.
So, this is going to rub some people the wrong way. But again, I think this is a great thing where Trump will help to hit the reset, because he's going to force Congress into maybe taking some good, decisive action for the long term in making immigration law changes, solidify some, and then we can move forward on the entire issue. It's just too bad that it's like Groundhog Day for anybody who was alive in 1986. We went through all of this in the Reagan administration. And when they signed off on it, they said, we're not going to have to worry about illegal immigration in the future. We've got a lot more to come on this Friday. We're trying to keep it upbeat. It's Friday. Enjoy 97.3 The Sky.